Before the Mike Gillespie Flute Jazz Quartet hits the Opera House stage Saturday night, he'll make a stop at a couple of Pocahontas County schools.
We're scheduled on Friday morning, the 3rd of November, to be at the high school, I want to say around 10, and then we go directly from there to the Greenbank School, and midday we play a little concert at the Greenbank school. It's extra special for me because I do have personal ties to Pocahontas County. Both of my parents attended the high school that sat on the ground where the Greenbank School now resides.
He spent many a summer in Greenbank before he started performing on a regular basis.
Great dichotomy for a kid growing up in suburban Washington, D.C. Camp out every night, swim in the creek, and make mischief.
Like many lured in by the beauty of Pocahontas, he said he would like to live here, but his profession keeps him on the road and in mostly urban settings for his gigs. And speaking of gigs, let's hear about the other members of the quartet who will join him on the stage Saturday night, what he calls his dream team. First up is guitarist Thomas Kitchen.
He is a guitarist, classically trained, jazz trained. I don't know how he keeps up with his performance and teaching schedule. Either one of those schedules would be more than I could handle. I mean, he is a busy cat, plays a whole bunch of instruments, and is just a beautiful human being.
Danny Griffin is on upright and fretless electric bass, and like Mike, began playing in gigs while he was still in high school.
And he continues to study music all along, 50 years later. Meanwhile, he has his PhD and has had a very successful career in clinical psychology as an author, as an expert witness, as, you know, postdoctoral study. I don't know how he manages the time, but he has a weekly regular gig that he runs and makes time to play with us on a constant, ongoing basis.
Last but certainly not least is drummer James Deschler from L.A., who got to hang out and play with a diverse group of jazz and progressive rock musicians when he was growing up.
He had a 2-year hiatus from drumming when he broke a wrist, and during that time he discovered what became another lifelong passion for him, and that was the study of molecular and cellular biology, leading to a doctorate at UCLA, postdoctoral study at Harvard Medical School.
When Dr. Deschler is not drumming, he's serving as deputy director for the National Science Foundation. Clearly, this is a quartet to whom education is just as important as performing. You can hear all four talented musicians Saturday night at the Pocahontas Opera House in Marlinton at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the 4th Avenue Art Gallery in Marlinton and at the door Saturday night. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.